Thank you for that good word, Brother Bill. And let's sing together the Lily of the Valley. Here we're back with Lily again. That wasn't planned. But there's so much of these truths that Brother Bill has presented to us right here in this song. And so we'd like to stand together and sing. And then when we're done singing, it won't take all that long, then we'd just like to pray for these young ladies that have come to visit us, pray for the counselors as we do each day. And then you can be dismissed. As a matter of fact, I'll pray for you right before the last verse, and then on the last verse you can slip out with your counselors. Did somebody find that page? 479, thank you. Let's stand together. Before you leave camp, that Jesus will become your closest friend, and you'll discover that there's no one like Jesus who loves you and cares for you. And as our brother Bill told us, he's a very present help in trouble. He is never far away from us. And when you find yourself in trouble, when you have a need, you can go right to him. Just close your eyes. He's right there. Talk to him about it. And he understands, and he has the power to help you, and he'll either change the situation or he'll change something in you so you can handle it. And you'll find that in every area of your life, Jesus is just what you need. Hallelujah. He can do what no one else can do. Some Bibles say, the Lord is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, which means he's very near. And then it also says, other translations say, an ever-present help in trouble, which means he's always near. And so he's very near, and he's always near. When you're at camp, when you're at home, when you're in school, when you're by yourself, Jesus, he's right there with you, and he wants to make that very real to all of us, young and old alike. Oh, praise God. So, Lord, we pray that you will bless these young ladies and their counselors, too. Lord, you have something for every one of them. And we pray that the things that we heard tonight will not just be words, but that you will make them real to us, that we will find you as our help all the time, very close. I'm sure these girls have problems. We all do. Some have very severe problems, perhaps. But Lord, you're bigger than any problem, and you can solve any problem that we face. And so while they're up at camp, help them to do what they've heard, to call on God. Every day that they're here, talk to him about it. And Lord, we know that by the time you bring them home, that they will see that God has done something wonderful in each of their lives. Watch over them tonight, Lord, and continue to bless their meetings and all their activities. And we pray that you will have your way in each and every one. We ask it in your name. Amen. Okay, so you may be seated, and if you're from the village, you may leave. Okay? Verse 3.
He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here.
Tells us that everything we need that has to do with life and godliness is found in Jesus through knowing him. You know, the Lord, when we first get started, he shows us how he's able to take care of our needs and answer prayer, and he does that so graciously in the beginning of our Christian experience. We find that we need help somewhere, and the Lord undertakes for us. And that's wonderful. But the Lord wants us to go on and not believe him just for natural help and to solve problems here and there and take care of these outward things. But there are greater needs. Those are the needs in our heart. And God then wants us to learn how to trust him to meet those needs, to make me pure and holy as he is, to cause me to live according to his righteousness and to fill me with his love and so on. And so God wants us to trust him to help us, as we've heard, and to be a very present help, but not just for the problems that we face on the outside, as important as it is that we get help, but there's greater need in our lives. And Jesus Christ is all I need. He's my wisdom. I need wisdom from God. We all do. And we need his righteousness. We need, hallelujah, power, the power of the Holy Ghost to enable us to stand and to be true to him in this wicked generation in which we're living. Wisdom, righteousness, power, holiness forevermore. More and more holy as the world gets more and more wicked. My redemption, full and sure, he is all I need. Praise God. Amen. We need to learn to trust him for our inner needs and our outer needs. And we find that we're complete in Jesus Christ. I'm so glad for these things we've heard tonight. It's so encouraging and so practical. I like when the Lord brings it right. Well, he puts the hay where we can eat it. That's what one of the people said when I was living in Virginia. I like that preacher. He puts the hay where you can eat it. Well, I don't know if you like to eat hay, but if it's too high, you know, can't reach it. And if it's too low, it becomes less appetizing. Praise God. You know, I've preached from that same psalm many times at many funerals, because often at funerals, it seems like people's world has been turned upside down. And the earth was removed, and the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, and the waters are roaring and are troubled. We've all had problems that it seemed like our whole world was turned upside down. Loss of a loved one, some great disappointment that may come into our lives. A sickness can turn your life around in a moment. And life is like that, as Brother Bill said. Life is full of so many things and so many strange things. And some things just turn the course of your life in one moment. But it says that God is a river. He's like that river, the Holy Ghost, flowing. I guess it was Brother Edwin who I first heard it from. But he talked about a city in Europe that was under attack. It's a walled city. Some of you have heard this before. But the enemy came, the enemy armies came to attack that city. And what they did was they surrounded the city. You read something like that in the book of Isaiah, and where it talks about King Hezekiah and how the Sennacherib's armies, the enemies, came to conquer Jerusalem. They had conquered all the cities all around Jerusalem, and now Jerusalem was on their target. And what they would do is they would surround the city, and they would cut off all the water supplies, all the water flowing into the city. They'd stop up the rivers and streams so that eventually the people would run out of water. And they also wouldn't let anybody out of the city to get supplies, and they wouldn't let anybody into the city to bring any food or supplies. And they'd camp out there for months and sometimes even years. And eventually, everything would dry up in the city. They'd run out of food. They'd run out of water. And they would eventually surrender, or they would be so weakened that they were easily conquered. And they said that the commanding officer said, just like Sennacherib did to Hezekiah, "What are you doing? Why do you want to starve to death? We're going to stay here until this city is conquered, so you might as well just surrender now. We'll take you captive, and at least you'll have your life." And he was telling them, listen, we're not going anywhere. This is a done deal. You're as good as dead. And as he was talking, somebody threw a fish over the wall, and I like to think it hit him right in the mouth. A fresh fish. Where did this come from? There wasn't supposed to be anything left in that city. Now they got fresh fish. Well, he found out that inside the city was a spring of water coming up from underneath. They couldn't block that. They had all the water they needed on the inside. They cut off the water on the outside, but this was coming from the inside. And all the fish. I don't like fish, but I think under those circumstances, I would learn to like it. So what did the enemy do? They packed up and went home. They couldn't get through the wall. The people obviously weren't starving. And so they realized that they were defeated. They wasted their time, and they had to retreat. And, you know, that's a beautiful picture of when the enemy attacks us on the outside, and when things happen beyond our control, and he tries to cut off all outside help from us. Nobody understands us. Nobody's able to help us. People are turning against us. We don't surrender because there's a river on the inside. In the inside, there's that fountain of the Holy Ghost. God is in the midst of that city. God's living in my heart. Jesus is there. He's all that I need. Everything that I need, I can find in him. He supplies all that I need. We have to learn to find Jesus like that. And that's what the Lord tries to teach us here at Pilgrim Camp. Jesus is in your heart. Learn to find him there. Learn to draw from him by faith. All that I need to live a godly life, a life that pleases him. Praise God. And you don't have to run to this church because something's happening there, and then when it's not happening anymore, then run to the other church because you heard something's happening there. Well, it's good to be at a happening place, but when you find Jesus in your heart, you don't need to run around looking for him somewhere else. He's right there, ever present, help in trouble, a river that makes glad the city of God. Hallelujah. He causes battles to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and burns the chariot in the fire. In other words, he defeats the enemy, and he puts an end to those battles. I was praying for somebody once, and he was struggling with some battle in his life. And as I was praying, the Lord put that verse in my heart. He makes battles to cease, wars to cease, unto the ends of the earth. And I said, Lord, you want to bring an end to this battle. And you don't want this to continue on. And so we prayed and we claimed an end to that battle. There are some battles that you're going through, some wars in your life. God wants to put an end to that. But he does that as we find him within, and we learn to draw strength and victory from Jesus on the inside. And so let's learn those lessons well. Ask the Lord to help us. Oh, Jesus, while I'm here at camp, I'm going to go back home, and I don't know what battles I'm going to face. I don't know what things are going to happen that are beyond my control. I don't know who I'm going to have to deal with. But Lord, if I have you on the inside, and I know how to keep my eyes on you and praise you and keep in your presence and draw life from you, I know, Lord, that no weapon formed against me will prosper, that I'll be able to live a victorious life, that I can go in the name of Jesus, trusting him, and he will be what he promised. He'll be my refuge. He'll be my strength, and he'll be my ever-present help, no matter what the trouble may be. Praise God. We want to change the order of our service tonight now and spend some time in prayer and just worshiping the Lord and calling upon him. And let's do that. Let's pray. Oh, let's pray tonight. Lord, cause me to find Jesus within to be all that I need. I want to learn that lesson better, Lord. Let's pour out our hearts to him, commit our battles to him, and know that he's the Lord of hosts. He's the commander of the army of heaven. And there's no battle but that Jesus can't win and hasn't already won on Calvary. Praise God. Hallelujah. just take a moment, see how the Lord wants us to just close things tonight. He's been very near to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First of all, Lord, we want to pray for our brother Bill, who will be leaving before breakfast, I understand. We want to thank you for his visit. You bringing him here at this time, Lord, has been a blessing. Just the things that he shared in meetings and around the table. He loves to talk about Jesus, I see. And Lord, we're so blessed as we fellowship together. And you're the center of our conversation. And you're exalted in our fellowship. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you for his joy, the joyful spirit that you've given him that gives him strength. The joy of the Lord is his strength. And we pray that that joy will be full and overflowing as he goes from this place. And Lord, we pray that you'll go before him and that he will understand what God wants and how he wants to bring it about, that you'll fill him with faith and fresh anointing. And Lord, that you will equip him to be the greatest blessing that he can be and to be fruitful in your service and to bring hope and joy and salvation to many. Thank you, Lord. Keep him under your blood when he's in danger, when there's difficult situations. We pray that you will be his refuge. Let the very words that he preached tonight be his experience in a greater way. And we pray this in your precious, precious name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now let's sing, Jesus is my all in all, and then we'll go to prayer. Okay, 470, thank you. 470.
My soul from bondage, he takes my guilt away.
would just go to prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's continue. Eyes on Jesus. Hearts open. Hallelujah. Trusting Him. God bless you all tonight. Thank you, Lord. You need, but you got to take him by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's sing that. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I take him now.
us to be satisfied with Jesus. Lord, not to be with a double heart, oh God, loving the world and trying to love you at the same time. Help us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Oh God, you be all in all to us. Oh God, Lord, if there's anything in our lives that is drawing us aside from you, Lord, make us to see it clearly, Lord. Oh God, and help us to be willing to cut it off. Oh Father, we pray, Lord. Lord, we want to be totally yours, oh God. Have your way in us. Have your way in our hearts and lives, Lord. Oh God. Lord, we want to love you like we should, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you said we don't have to fear because you are our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Take fear out of our hearts, Lord. Lord, sometimes we're fearful because we look at ourselves and we realize that we're not able. We're not able to be what you want us to be in ourselves, Lord. We see our failures and our shortcomings. But Lord, we pray that you'll get our eyes off of ourselves. We pray that you'll get our eyes on Jesus. He is able to keep us from falling. Yes. He is able to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. You're my strength, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, teach us to look away from ourselves and to fix our eyes on you, Lord. Oh God, maybe there are situations represented here in each of us, Lord, that could make us to worry, naturally speaking, and be troubled. But Lord, we want to bring that to you, Jesus. We want to come into that refuge where there's peace and trust in Christ. Hallelujah. Take out the strain, the worry, the cares, the confusion, Lord. And let there be peace within our hearts. Prince of Peace, we bring all our need to you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're trusting in your working, Jesus. We can't change ourselves. We can't baptize ourselves in the Holy Ghost. But you can. And you, you're the baptizer. You're the sanctifier. You're the one that changes us and fills us. Hallelujah. And as we spend time looking to you, Lord, we're believing that you are doing your precious work in our hearts. You know our cry. You've heard our prayers. You know the longing, that you put it there, Lord. You put that longing there. We didn't naturally desire to be filled with your Spirit. That was something the Holy Ghost put into our hearts. You didn't put it there to torment us or tease us, Lord. You put it there to help us to look to you and believe you. You who inspired the cry, you will satisfy. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Bring us into that faith, that sight of you. Bring us into that place, that safe place. Hallelujah, where we're shut in with you and where God is working. God is showing us what he can do. Oh, bless everyone here, Lord, to this end. Young and old alike, we pray. Amen.
There is a place of quiet.